Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Road to Freedom Economics and the Good Society is a 2024 nonfiction book by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. It examines how economic systems shape not only wealth and growth, but also the real conditions of freedom, democracy, and social cohesion. Rather than accepting the familiar claim that freer markets automatically create freer people, Stiglitz argues that this view has been narrowed by neoliberal thinking and often ignores power imbalances, market failures, and conflicts between individual and corporate freedom. The book combines economics, public policy, and political philosophy to make the case for progressive capitalism, a system that preserves the value of markets while using regulation, investment, and collective action to support broad-based well-being. Written for both specialists and general readers, it is intended as a critique of market fundamentalism and a proposal for how a good society might be built. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why freedom cannot be reduced to deregulated markets. A central argument of the book is that freedom is not simply the absence of regulation. Stiglitz challenges the neoliberal idea that if markets are left alone, people will automatically become more free and society more prosperous. He asks whose freedom is actually being protected and whether one actor's liberty can come at the expense of another's. This matters because firms with large market power can shape labor conditions, prices, information flows, and even political influence in ways that limit the practical freedom of ordinary citizens. In this view, freedom must be evaluated in social context, not as an abstract slogan. The book therefore shifts the discussion from a narrow market logic to a broader civic one, where institutions are judged by whether they expand meaningful choices for most people, not merely by whether they minimize interference with private profit-making. Secondly, the critique of neoliberalism and the intellectual legacy behind it. Stiglitz places the book in direct conversation with the neoliberal tradition associated with figures such as Friedrich Hayek and Milton Friedman. He argues that their influence helped normalize the belief that markets know best and that regulation usually harms efficiency and liberty. The book does not treat this as a purely academic dispute. Instead, it shows how these ideas became embedded in public policy, reshaped political debate, and justified deregulation even when evidence pointed to failures such as inequality, instability, and concentration of power. Stiglitz's critique is grounded in decades of economic research, especially work on asymmetric information, which reveals that real markets rarely operate under perfect conditions. By stressing these limitations, the book argues that the neoliberal framework is too blunt to explain modern capitalism and too weak to guide policy in an age of monopolies, financialization, and social fragmentation. Thirdly, progressive capitalism as the book's alternative model, rather than calling for the rejection of markets. The book proposes progressive capitalism as a corrective framework. This model accepts that markets can generate innovation and allocate resources efficiently, but only when they are embedded in rules that prevent exploitation and correct market failures. Stiglitz emphasizes that the state has an active role to play through regulation, public investment, and the design of institutions that encourage competition and fairness. The point is not to replace markets with central planning, but to ensure that economic dynamism serves social goals. Progressive capitalism also ties economic performance to democratic legitimacy. A system that produces extreme inequality or persistent insecurity cannot be said to serve the good society. The book therefore presents policy not as an afterthought, but as the mechanism through which freedom becomes real rather than merely formal. Fourthly, how information, power, and market failures distort economic outcomes. A distinctive feature of the book is that it draws on Stiglitz's own contributions to economics, especially his work on asymmetric information. This matters because much of standard market ideology assumes that buyers, sellers, workers, and firms all know enough to make rational choices on equal terms. Stiglitz shows why that assumption often fails. When information is unevenly distributed, markets can misprice risk, reward manipulation, and allow powerful actors to shift costs onto others. The book uses this perspective to explain why unregulated systems can produce pollution, monopoly power, financial instability, and exploitative labor arrangements. These are not accidental glitches. They are predictable outcomes when incentives are not properly aligned. By centering information and power, the book offers a more realistic account of how modern economies work and why collective rules are necessary if freedom is to be protected in practice. Lastly, a moral and political argument for the good society. The book is not only an economic critique, but also a moral argument about what a good society should look like. Stiglitz links economic policy to democratic values, social trust, and the ability of people to live with dignity and opportunity. He suggests that a society cannot be judged solely by GDP growth or stock market performance, because those measures say little about whether citizens are healthy, secure, informed, or able to participate meaningfully in public life. This broader standard leads to questions about inequality, social fragmentation, and the responsibilities of corporations and governments. The argument is practical, as well as ethical societies that neglect fairness and collective well-being often undermine their own stability and creativity. By placing economics inside a larger framework of justice and citizenship, the book appeals to readers who want a policy argument with philosophical depth rather than a narrow defense of either markets or state intervention. In conclusion, The Road to Freedom Economics and the Good Society will be most valuable to readers interested in economics, political theory, public policy, and the future of democracy. Policymakers and students will find a clear argument for why market design, regulation, and public investment matter for freedom in everyday life. General readers will benefit from its accessible explanation of why inequality, monopoly power, and weak institutions are not side issues but central to how societies function. What makes the book stand out in its category is that it does not merely criticize capitalism from the outside or defend socialism as a simple alternative. Instead, it offers a grounded reformist vision built on modern economics, especially the realities of information asymmetry and market failure, compared with many books about inequality or capitalism. It is distinctive for linking economic structure to a precise definition of freedom and for presenting progressive capitalism as both a practical policy agenda and a philosophical claim about the kind of society worth building. If you would like to support Joseph E. Stiglitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.